Okay. Next on the agenda for the special meeting is approved minutes of the previous meetings. January 22nd, 2014, special meeting, and February 18th, 2014, of the emergency meeting. Dick has made a motion to approve. Your second?
I'll second.
Did you read them?
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Next under new business would be set the commercial water rates.
I couldn't print mine out.
Okay.
You got the figures.
So I have the figures.
Okay. And maybe we should get something on your keyboard there.
So we'll give a little background.
Yeah.
In 2009, the board decided to create categories for commercial use water rates. And then within the major categories of high use, medium use, and low use, then we went into their sub-level, whether it's peak, average, or minimum, and looked at all of our commercial properties and assigned them to that subcategory and build out at that. So we had the high use is, the high use category goes from 550 to 500, medium use goes from 425 to 375, and low is 150. Low is a business with 5 employees or less. That's the business, the small commercial business. The next medium use is the 425 to 375 chunk, which is private clubs and churches, florists, auto body shops, preschools, gas stations with public restrooms, auto repair, post office, and businesses with 5 or more employees. And then we go up to the high-end use rate with the categories of restaurants and delis, mini markets, convenience stores, hair salons, funeral homes, and that's where we developed these categories. And in 2009, we then rolled out our water rates to the commercial people of the village. With that being said, when they received their bill, some came in with some complaints. We sat down, I think, as a board, if not mistaken, listened to their complaints and, worked with them, adjusted with them, asked them moving forward if it was somebody that was a community-based organization or a fire department, if they could work it into their next year's schedule. So there was a few of those that agreed to have it at the reduced rate in 2009, but in 2010 they would see how they would accommodate for it in their budget. So I think that's worked out well over the years. We haven't had anybody come in and complain about their water. We have had a few commercial places that have now switched or reverted to residential. I think there was 2 that have moved to the residential side. So with that being said, Randy and I looked at a uniform percentage across the board, so we didn't have to say, I see Bob over there, the ambulance, we're going to send you up to $700. But that we didn't want to do that, so we just said, we're going to try to have it something that people can adjust to and hopefully not think that we're, going way above and beyond. So Randy and I worked with a 2% and a 3% increase on the rates that the commercial people already have. So that's excluding the bond. So the bond is always just the $50. So if you look at a small business in the 150, they would be at $153 for a 2% raise. That's 1 6-month billing. So
it'd be $6.
So it's $6 a year for a 2% raise. And I just ran some numbers, and you know, a 3% raise obviously is $10 over the year. So I'll leave it to Randy to talk this.
We were looking naturally at the budget, and prices are going up, chemical prices, and we looked at the numbers, and we need to have some type of an increase, or the water fund is not going to be stable. So we came up, I think, with a 2% would be more acceptable for the commercial rates, along with, we were also talking in the October billing, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's the next billing.
Next billing
would be an increase in residential.
The next billing is October?
April.
April.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You want to know the next billing after this?
Yeah. So, I think the way we did it the last time was we increased the commercial rates in April billing, and then the October billing we did the residential. So not only the commercial rates were setting this April, and the residential's I believe going to stay the same, and then in October billing the residential is going to be probably a 2% increase.
Correct.
It would be, we pay 110 now.
We pay 110 flat.
So 2% would be how much?
Not much.
$2.20.
$2.20.
Right. So, I just think with the price of for our distribution and continue to give water to the village, that a 2% increase would be acceptable. I would think. I mean, I don't know. Your opinion, Charlie?
I don't have a problem with that.
No problem.
Because I know it's, everything goes up. You know, the cost, you know, we're going to introduce a new piece of equipment into the water system where, you know, we're going to need, you know, we don't know what the volatility is of the market for the propane, the electrical, on and on and on. So.
And we don't know what's, we're just, do we also site or what we have to do with our wellheads? That's my opinion, that a 2% increase is needed to offset what's going to be happening in the future.
That's fine.
Okay.
For me, that's acceptable.
Okay. And I'm, you know, if it was 10. Your opinion?
I don't have a problem with it. Everything is getting more expensive, than said. But I think the other thing you need to think about is not just 1 year, 2 years from now, but, you know, we talked about water main.
Right.
You know, maintenance. And while, you know, certainly a project like that would be something that you would bond out.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to think about those things as well. So it's not just 1 or 2 years from now. Or 6 months from now, it's, you know, thinking about what's reasonable for people to pay for water. You know, you need to keep that in mind that this is the way everything works. You know, you can't have basically no change in costs when everything gets more expensive. I mean, or you just let the water, I mean, you know, 20 years ago or 25 years ago, you know, the water system here was basically falling apart. And it took a lot of, and people put a lot of money into getting to where it is now, and we have an obligation, I think, to keep it
maintained.
And I think some of the, you know, the recent things that you've done at the pump house and the generator, I think those are good. So, I mean, you got to keep thinking about this.
Dick, you're already, I mean, so I guess resolution to...
You need to make a motion.
Make a motion that we increase the commercial water rates 2%.
Second.
And do we do can we set the other rental rates too? We're doing it.
We have on the agenda commercial. I don't think we should just jump into the residential.
Okay, it's a 2% increase.
A what?
A 2% increase for commercial rates.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the April?
That'll be the April billing. Can you write that down, Mrs. Phillips?
Yeah,
motion.
I thought you said 2-3%.
2%.
So
she had made.
No, I just did a side by side comparison. So it's a 2% increase beginning with the commercial for the April 14 water billing. And then the same language for the bond.
Yeah, bond stays the same.
Yeah.
And if you can put on March's agenda to set the water rates for residential, please.
All right, so Randy has a motion.
I'll second the motion.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dick seconded it.
Okay.
Okay.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Opposed. Okay. Next on the agenda is set the rate for election inspectors, $100 per inspector flat fee.
I'll make a motion that we set the fee of $100 for the election inspectors.
Randy?
Did you second it?
Randy did.
Randy?
Oh, Randy did.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed.
I make a motion we adjourn.
All in favor, second?
Second.
Go ahead. People have been sitting here for a while, and this is a regular meeting, so
I didn't
we should
this.
Open public
comment.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not on the agenda, but
okay.
Anyone has anything?
Public comment. Bill?
Yes, I can shed some light on this question of the assessment. As a former assessor, I passed the state courts. Although that was a few years ago. But in order to reevaluate it, bring it up to par, what you have to do is to take the valid arm's length sales that happened from the time of the last assessment when it was finalized up until now. You take only those sales, and when I say arm's length, that means there's no valid interest in there, like me selling something to my son, vice versa. It has to be arm's length, okay? You then compare that against the assessed value. It's as simple as that. It doesn't require a realtor or anything else to go into this, and you have to use the valid sales that happened within the village. Now, Lori, can you tell me how many sales you've had within the village? You'll find that out because
sale
happens, there's a form that happens.
Yeah, the RP. We have the.
Right.
There's probably
that's
been
that's
eight.
That's all it takes.
Right, Bill, and you know, I welcome your suggestion, but as you know, we've moved forward into this RSVP database, where, you know, the state has asked us to move on electronically, and, you know, we have to keep up with the times. That's the way we transmit our information. So, you know, while, you know, sitting down with a piece of paper and looking at it, I understand it. What they now do is all that data is put into the county database, like one for the state, and then you pull out the sales for your purpose. It's all done electronically.
Okay.
So, correct.
If you can do that, correct?
No, I can't do that.
Well, why can't you do it? You're the assessor here.
I know I'm the assessor. Correct. I can walk around and assess, but...
Well, there's something missing here. If the forms have been sent in and the county has the information,
mm-hmm.
you should be able to get the information.
I'm sure I can.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. If you want me to sit down and do a reevaluation, I will get reimbursed. I will ask for money.
But you don't know how many valid sales you had, right? Correct.
We have a folder in the office with all of the valid sales.
Go to the folder, then. Go to the folder
mm-hmm.
and look over the sales. They'll be there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all you need.
So then, what happens is the database looks at all those sales, and then they run each individual piece of property in the village. And then remember the little piece of paper you got? You came in, you viewed your assessment, you had four comparables. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what the computer does for you.
You're missing the point.
So you're saying
you want
me to do it is what you're saying. You want me to sit down. And you know what? I would be more than happy to, but I will ask for monetary compensation.
Have you taken the assessor's course?
I've taken some training. It's not a full-blown course.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so then you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, I know what you're saying, yes. Yep.
It's not rocket science. And the thing is, unless you have enough sales, okay, to make it valid, then you're being very selective. And so what you're going to find out is if you've only had maybe 10 sales,
mm-hmm.
okay, and how many parcels do you have?
469.
Okay, that's not a very big percentage.
No.
You can disregard the whole thing.
No, because you can actually, by law, go outside of the village limits, Bill.
No, you can't go outside the village limits. No.
You can.
No, then you can't.
Please call OR. I recommend that you call the New York State Tax and Finance. And you can get their guidance on it. You can step outside of it.
So what you're saying is you want to pay somebody to go outside the village and use village information as well as town information and put that together to come up with something? I mean, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is a lot of money, and what does it get? It doesn't get this village 1 extra cent in revenue, okay?
No, but it keeps your bond rating good, so when you need to go out and bond, maybe for the Route 20 project, you've got a good credit rating.
Look, it's been 3 years since we finished this assessment, correct?
It's been 3 years.
Okay. That will have no effect at all on a bond rating.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, what I'm saying is you're wasting $5,000.
And I didn't say that it would be $5,000. I said that's what was budgeted. That's exactly what I said.
Well,
that's at the high end.
You ought to take it out of the budget because you're not gonna.
So what would be the magic number that you think would be appropriate? Zero to have it done, or 2,000?
No, I don't think you need to do it done. It's only 3 years. There's going to be no big change. As a matter of fact, you could have a drop.
Yes, you could.
And you know what? The net effect of that is not a difference in revenue. There's no difference in revenue with a reassessment. That's my whole point. I think you're wasting $5,000 to get no revenue back in. Okay?
Okay.
That's my point.
Take that on. Thank you.
Yes, John.
On this water thing, a long time ago, whenever they started the water, say you're only raising it 2% and only on commercial. We have a bond on water right now, right? It costs everybody extra $100 a month, or excuse me, a year. Is that correct?
If you look at it, it's $1,500 every household has to pay towards the water tank. Mm-hmm. But it's over a 15-year period times $100, so it's $1,500.
You're talking about other water projects coming up, what have you. Mm-hmm. What if they 2% on everybody? You're only talking $6 twice a year on these commercial people. And you had that fund put aside so you don't have to go bond it and pay all this interest. $6 a year is a lot cheaper than $100. I think I pay probably $600 a year, or whatever it is. I don't know why they don't. 2% is nothing. I mean, myself, as an individual homeowner, I'd rather pay 2% increase than get hit with a bond down the road. If you got to do some water projects in the next 5 years or 10 years from now, if you put that extra 2% from everybody, commercial and residential, and had that money put aside, nobody's going to feel that 2%. But they feel that extra.
Yeah, he agrees with what we're doing.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it should be everybody have a fund set aside.
So, John, you can't collect money. Like, I can't put a 2% increase on everybody and take it and put it over here. The water fund has to be self-sustaining. As you heard in the budget workshop, we're dipping into a fund balance.
So then you're almost forced to have a bond when it comes time to do something.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you say we're forced. I mean, it depends. Is it the Route 20 water project? That would definitely be a bond. Yes. Are you talking a truck? No.
Or extending down here, 203 down here, from a 4-inch main to an 8-inch?
Well, that would be a bond project.
Yeah,
because it's not a $10,000.
Yeah, it's not a $25,000 project, so it would be a bond.
Yeah. All right. And the other thing maybe they ought to have some of these commercial buildings. I was in a restroom the other day, and that toilet was running. I mean, does anybody inspect these places like this?
I don't think we walk into people.
No, I said in the men's room or something.
Meaning?
And the toilet is just running.
Meaning in our building?
No, I didn't say that. Come on.
Oh, no.
A restroom.
I don't believe so.
I mean, because there's water being wasted all over the village.
Of course there is.
And nothing's being done about it.
Well, I mean, would you feel comfortable if I knocked on your door?
I said, people at home are going to do something because it goes in their septic systems and what have you. These commercial buildings, the toilets are just running.
But they have septics too, right? I mean, I'm just asking.
The amount of water that they use, it's not their home. They don't take care of it like you do. I wouldn't think anyway. Maybe not?
I don't know. Did you tell them the water was in the toilet room?
Yes, I did.
Well, hopefully they, as a concerned citizen,
they should be glad that they
know. I know. I would be, because if my septic system was being filled up with water that was running, but thanks for telling them, but...
Sounds like another job for Gary.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be us going in there, obviously. It would be someone like Gary, the code enforcement officer, would go in there. If it's going to be if it's enough of a problem that you're going to have essentially a law that says you have to maintain your plumbing, because
the reason I say this is I knew a lady. She took 192 apartments. She overseen them, and they had their water tanks. They had their own pumps, and the wells went dry, and they couldn't figure out why. And all it was people's toilets running. They went through the apartment complex. These are rental units, and they don't care, you know how it goes. And they stopped all the leaks, and the water table, everything was fine. I mean, so much water being wasted in the commercial buildings around here.
Okay. Thanks, John. Anyone else, please? No? Okay. Seeing there's no further public comments, someone like to make a motion to adjourn?
I think
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?